Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Stan Pollas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Pollas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kluszewski. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Bulger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas strikes out. Chiti drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pollas out. One out. Clyde McCullough now catching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Fondi scores. Baker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into left field. Pollas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Bongholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Stan Pollas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollas is 0-for-1 in the game. Pollas hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker bunts towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Fondi moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Baumholtz moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson is walked intentionally. Baumholtz moves to third. Banks moves to second. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to home to get Baumholtz. Banks moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Walker Cooper now catching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Klusowski hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Rush reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rush moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Stan Paulus. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thurman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Thurman now playing left field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-3 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bolger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman now playing left field. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hazel pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing shortstop. Art Fowler now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rush strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Art Fowler. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.